Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
Fortune has dealt Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson a stinging blow. Just when they meet Ezra Whitcomb and are about to hear his story, the Cuban authorities throw the two pilots into jail for entering the island without a permit. As they languish in prison, Black Pete and Digger Dawson escape in the schooner Golden Star with Ezra Whitcomb as their captive. Through the intervention of an American consul, the boys are released and returned to the States. Speed looks up an old friend in Miami and gets hold of some information which changes all their plans. Instead of returning to Kansas City, the two boys decide to go to Mexico. We find them now on the airport at Brownsville, Texas. A few miles south winds the beautiful Rio Grande, forming the boundary line between the United States and Mexico. Let's see what the boys are up to.
Gee, Speed, this is a beautiful airport. Just imagine finding a field like this in a town the size of Brownsville.
One of the best fields in the country, Jim. Brownsville isn't a large city, but it's an important one. This field here is a port of entry into the United States from Mexico.
Yeah, and a base for the Pan Am ships that fly down to Mexico City.
That's right. Oh, see that big hangar down the line? That's filled with service shops.
Gee, this sure is a pretty country.
The Rio Grande Valley is famous all over the world, Jim. Lots of food growing down here.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Well, let's get over to the hangar and take a look at our fleet wings.
I'll bet Mr. Hargrave was sure surprised when you asked him to have a fleet wing sent down here so we could take it into Mexico.
He knows we're up to something, but I couldn't very well tell him just what.
I can understand that very easily.
You mean... I see. You mean I don't know myself what we're up to, huh?
Something like that.
Well, you're absolutely right, son. It may be a wild goose chase, but I have a hunch and I'm going to fight.
That suits me to a T. I hate to have my nose rubbed in the dirt without fighting back.
Yes, Pete and Dawson sure rubbed it in the dirt, too.
Who brought the fleet wing down here?
Wade Miller. He grabbed an airliner and started right back to Kansas City.
There she is. All ready to go.
Yeah. Hey, looks like some mechanic is working in the cabin there.
Someone's in there, all right. Must be checking the radio.
Let's find out. I want to get away from here as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Probably wants to be sure the radio was okay. Must be one of the Pan Am mechanics.
Yeah, that's it. Hello there. What are you doing, checking the radio?
Speed. Look.
What? Knock me down.
Flash.
I'm glad to see you.
Oh, my God. I'm glad to see you.
Flash.
Our luck will change now that you're here.
Well, I thought I'd better come down and see what was going on. You guys always get into trouble when I ain't around.
Oh, Frank, this is great, Flash. Great.
But how did you get away from your job at Kansas City?
Oh, Hargrave called me in and he says, Steve Robertson wants a fleet wing down at Brownsville, he says. And he says, I don't know what those guys are up to, but you better go down there and stay with us.
Oh, good old Hargraves. He would think of that.
We sure need you too, Flash. We've been having a lot of luck, and it's all been bad.
Well, I'm sure glad I come down. I ain't had a bit of excitement since we left China. Yeah, I'll go to see that something don't happen soon.
Well, you came to the right place, old fellow. If my hunch is right, we're going to have plenty of excitement.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Hey, what's been going on anyway? Did you find out who killed that guy, Cracker Bush?
We have a fairly good idea who did it.
We're after the fellows right now.
Well, I want to hear all about it.
All right. Now, let's get organized. Is this ship ready to go?
There ain't nothing wrong with her. I was just checking the radio when you come up.
Is it all right?
Oh, I can get anything on it, including static.
We can get along without the static. If you say she's ready to go, we're all set.
I don't like the way you say that, Steve. Something tells me we're walking smack into trouble. We're all ready to go. Now, where are we going?
Mexico. Ever hear of it?
Mexico. Yeah, I heard of it. That's the place where if somebody don't shoot you, you'll die from trying to eat the filly.
Oh, it's not that bad, Flash.
Listen, why don't you guys pick out a nice, quiet place like Bermuda or Cuba?
Yeah, Cuba. We just spent a night in jail there.
Come on now, cut out this nonsense. Let's get down to business. You're going down to Mexico, and you're going to like it.
Oh, I may go to Mexico, but I ain't going to like it.
Hey, now listen, will you pipe down? Keep still now and listen to me.
I ain't saying a word. I was just thinking that if
Hey, Flash, just a minute. Hand me that wrench there, will you please?
This wrench?
Yeah, that's it.
Sure, well, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to bounce it off the head of the chief mechanic for National Airways.
No way.
I may break the wrench, but it'll at least shut him up.
All right. I ain't saying a word. I'll go to Mexico or Venezuela or anywhere you say so.
You don't by any chance mean Venezuela, do you?
No, there you go again. I ain't seen you 5 minutes and you start to climb all over me.
Come on. Now, let's be serious for a minute.
Go ahead, Speed. If Flash opens his mouth, I'll lead with my right.
Right.
Say, what is this, a game? You two guys don't shut up, I'll lick both of you.
Right.
Well, I might as well start right now.
Calm down.
All right. Now that that's settled, we'll get down to cases. Before Wade Miller left, he arranged for getting the ship into Mexico, didn't he?
Sure, I went down with him when he done that.
You have your passport, don't you, Clay?
Yeah, I got it. And you ought to see my picture. It looks like something that Frank Buff couldn't bring back.
No, I don't want to see your picture. Jim and I have ours, so that's taken care of.
I still don't know why you're going to Mexico, or is it a big secret?
It's a secret, but we'll let you in on it. Now, here's what happened, Flash. Jimmy and I have been on the trail of two men. One of them is a big, two-fisted, ugly sailor by the name of Black Pete.
Black, well, he sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, and he is, too.
And the other bird's a pilot by the name of Digger Dawson.
And don't forget about Ezra Whitcomb.
That's right. Whitcomb has the real story on the Quackenbush murder. We've been looking for him, and so have these two fellows I just mentioned.
Did you find him?
We found him down in Cuba. But by a trick, Black Pete and Digger got away with it.
Yeah, but what was you doing down in Miami?
We flew over from Cuba. Landed there, and while waiting for a ship to take us to Kansas City, I happened to remember that Bill Hoyt was working for Pan Am.
Oh, but Bill Hoyt, I remember him. He used to race against us.
Yeah, that's the guy. Well, we looked Bill up, and purely by accident, he gave us a clue which is worth investigating.
Yeah?
Before Bill went with Pan Am, he was flying for a mining outfit down in Mexico. Their headquarters are Tampico. The mine is out of Pachuca. Tampico, being a seaport, is their base of supplies, and they use the ships to reach the mine because there are no railroads or any means of traveling between the two places except by air.
And Bill was flying for them, huh?
Right. He dropped the information that the pilot who took his job was named Hathaway and was from Australia.
Oh, what?
When we were investigating the Quackenbush murder in Cleveland, we discovered that Digger Dawson was from Australia and had formerly used the name of Hathaway.
Uh-oh. Digger Dawson is redheaded. And so is the pilot that Bill Hoyt described.
And just before Hathaway showed up at Tampico, there had been two payroll robberies.
And Dawson seemed to have plenty of money.
Also, a Pan American pilot sighted a schooner.